Welcome to today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. University of Arkansas economist Mervin Jebaraj says the tourism and hospitality industry needs a greater and more targeted stimulus in order to survive, especially if Arkansas wants to maintain the quality of life amenities that have been so successful in attracting jobs prior to COVID-19. We will hear from Jebaraj a little later. But first, an acquisition by Fayetteville-based home builder Roush Coleman Homes will double its footprint in the nation's fifth-largest metro. In July, Roush Coleman closed a deal to acquire family-owned Green Eco Builders, based in the Houston suburb of Katy, Texas. Financial terms were not disclosed. With the addition of the Green Eco assets, Roush Coleman's footprint in the Houston metro is now 19 communities, with home prices starting in the $170,000 price range. The expansion increases Roush Coleman's operations to more than 90 active new home communities in Arkansas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Texas, and Alabama. After the break, we'll hear from University of Arkansas economist Mervin Jebaraj on today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at arkansasstatechamber.com. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For more than 70 years, Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield has used its knowledge and compassion to create healthcare solutions for individuals and businesses. More information at ArkansasBlueCross.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. First Security, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Mervin Jebaraj heads up the Center for Business and Economic Research at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. In a recent interview with Roby Brock, he said the leisure and hospitality industry is facing strong headwinds that are likely to last well into 2021. Think of restaurant sales, hotel stays, and airline flights. To underscore that point, we've got some new data on our website that shows that the state's 2% tourism tax is down almost 31% between January and June, and job numbers are down nearly 14%. Is the federal government paying enough attention to this large and critical portion of the consumer economy? Here is Mervin Jebaraj with his thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, I think the federal government was initially very concerned about it, and, you know, a lot of the PPP loans were meant to help, people in the leisure and hospitality industry. There were a lot of questions about why large hotel chains were allowed to participate in the PPP loan program. It's in large part because that sector is hotels, restaurants, and those types of businesses were hardest hit by this pandemic. The long-term prospects for recovery here are very slim, too. People are not returning to restaurants in large numbers. Business travel, which is, you know, the largest portion of leisure industry or the hospitality industry, in terms of airline sales and hotel stays, that is not going to return to normal anytime within a year or even longer than a year. So hotels and restaurants and airlines that depend on business travelers are going to have to wait even longer. Pleasure travel is probably also not going to return until we have enough people vaccinated, which again would be the summer of next year. And then a wide variety of other leisure and hospitality type businesses, so live events, music venues, performance arts centers. These are all amenities that we have invested in greatly in our state, here in Arkansas, here in Northwest Arkansas. Every city is invested in these types of leisure amenities. Central Arkansas and Little Rock has invested in a lot of this. Conway has invested. Jonesboro is investing. You know, even smaller towns like El Dorado, Arkansas, with the Murphy Arts District, has invested a lot of money in these leisure and hospitality industries, both to provide amenities for the current residents and to attract people to come live in those regions. And those industries, the ones that we've invested so much in our state, has been a huge driver of employment between 2010 and 2019. That's the sector that's really hard hit. You know, you still have 17,000 or so people unemployed in that particular sector. In addition to that, the people that did get their jobs back are making less money. They're working fewer hours. So all in all, you know, Congress needs to act to protect the leisure and hospitality industry, and that is everybody. You know, I think airlines are going to run out of their bailout money in October. The hotels will need it, the restaurants will need it, the live music and live performance venues will need a bailout, because none of those are really feasible until a sufficiently large portion of the population is vaccinated for the coronavirus.
Jebaraj also warned that the president's executive order last month deferring payroll taxes could have a negative effect for some workers and businesses. It's important to understand, he said, the distinction that the tax is simply being deferred and not forgiven. And that means workers or businesses will eventually have to pay that money back.
Congress has the ability to, you know, forgive payroll taxes, or, you know, cancel the collection of payroll taxes, or reduce the amount of payroll taxes collected during any given time period. During the last recession in 2009, part of the stimulus program was to remove 2% of the payroll tax for a period of time. So Congress has the ability to do that. The administration itself does not have the ability to do that. They could defer payments, which is what they've, you know, recommended to businesses to do, but that only defers payments from September through December, which means that in January, employees will have to pay back double payroll tax. So if your 6.2% is being deferred in September, October, November, and December, January, February, March, and April, instead of paying 6.2% each of these months, you're going to have to pay 12%. And I don't think, you know, employers really want to do that to their employees, because no matter how much you explain to them, people are going to be shocked that after the Christmas season, you're taking double the amount of payroll taxes out of their paychecks. At the same time, if employees leave, are they going to take a lump sum out of a December paycheck before they leave at the end of the year? If employees don't pay that payroll tax, employers have to pay that payroll tax or face really stiff penalties. So all in all, the way the program is designed right now, I don't see any employers really have it in their incentive to provide this payroll tax deferral, so it's not really going to benefit employees, because employers are not going to do this, and then kind of, you know, wait for Congress to you know, forgive the payroll tax deferral, which Congress was going to be reluctant to do if only like 10% of employers provide this deferral, then only, yeah, and 90% of employees continue to pay their payroll tax. Congress does not want to go in and forgive that 10% payroll tax. The only, you know, large-scale employer that's currently planning to offer this deferral is the federal government.
That's University of Arkansas economist Mervin Jebaraj. You can watch that full interview on our sister website at talkbusiness.net. Walmart's 7th annual open call competition is less than a month away, and there's a twist this year. I bet you can guess what it is. Yes, this year it's a virtual event. The company said this week it has narrowed down nearly 5,000 applications to 850 entrepreneurs and small businesses for this year's event on October the 1st. They will all have a 30-minute virtual one-on-one pitch meeting with a Walmart buyer, hoping to secure a deal with the world's largest retailer. We've got a story at nwabusinessjournal.com that includes some comments from Hugh Jarrett. He's the CEO of Fayetteville-based Jarrett Industries. He's been a Walmart supplier for several years, and he says he will pitch a new product to Walmart during his online meeting at Open Call. And that is today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.